Tunisia's Prime Minister has announced plans to form a new government of technocrats to lead the country until elections can take place. The move follows the assassination of an opposition leader, which has sparked widespread protests in the North African country. Chokri Belaid was shot dead by two gunmen on a motorcycle outside his home in Tunis on Wednesday morning. Basma Belaid is Chokri's wife.
I'm worried about our future. My children are being brought up here. Chokri gave his life for his country.
No one has yet claimed responsibility for the assassination. Well, police fired tear gas into the crowd of 20,000 protesters. Demonstrators have been protesting outside the Interior Ministry, calling for the resignation of the moderate Islamic government.
It's a real catastrophe for Tunisian. It's a political crime. It's an assault on Tunisian, not just an assassination. And I think that the violence that happened in the past will be radically different from this violence. It is a different approach to violence, and it could eventually lead the country into civil war.
A number of Tunisian opposition parties are calling a general strike this Thursday. Belaid was an outspoken critic of the ruling Ennahda party. For months, the ruling party has been engaged in talks with its secular coalition partners over the assignment of government posts. The talks have made little progress as Ennahda hardliners strongly reject distributing key portfolios to independents.